Hare Krishna, here we are on page, taking care of Radha Damodar, and on the fourth day of this cleansing fast, which is going very nicely, no real problems. Sometimes in the morning I experienced a lot of weakness, but now I managed to have my fast drink or maple syrup, diluted maple syrup drink when I wake up once at night, and then I get plenty of strength. And we'll see how long we do it, minimum of a week, and who knows. Hare Krishna. We had class here this morning, and Guru Puja with devotees and Peach. One time we had a center, a full-time center for quite some time, but we weren't able to keep that together, and then when we were planning to get a restaurant, couldn't actually find the kind of commitment that we really needed to buy a restaurant, and we had the funds to actually purchase a nice restaurant here, restaurant preaching center. And in class this morning, Shinbatas Vakta Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanam Vidyantostohi Vadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. That was Bhagavatam class. And whereas the main theme of the verse itself is that by the association and the service to saintly personalities who are freed from sin, one gets a taste for Vasudeva Katha, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. One gets a taste to hear about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. And of course, by hearing about Krishna's pastimes, and all kinds of wonderful things happen. So, not to underestimate the extraordinary power of sadhusanga, of Vaishnavas. Sadhu means sat, that which is real. When we associate with that which is real, then real things start to happen in our lives. When we associate with that which is unreal, then unreal things happen in our lives. And that expression is not meant to use the word unreal and something very special, but something very unspecial. Hiranyakashipu gives the example that association is just like a crystal. Whatever you put up in front of a crystal is reflected in the crystal. So, same way, whatever we associate with, those qualities, characteristics, and so on, they then reflect on us. If you touch fire, you become burnt. In other words, your body becomes affected by the fire. If you're in a cold place, then you feel cold. If you're raised by thieves, probably the tendency is that you'll become a thief. And if you're raised by Hindu-speaking people, then you will speak Hindi. Association has that particular power. And if you're raised in a Indian home, then you'll become acclimatized to things spiced with asafoetida and chili and a certain type of spicing, in the absence of which you'll think that you're not eating food. Whereas someone who knows, brought up on the west coast of California, in the home of people who just eat raw vegetables, then that type of spicy food will be unimaginable, and the only feast is 10 different types of raw vegetables all thrown together into some super salad. So Sangha, association. And similarly, if we associate with Sat, then we become Sat. If we associate with the truth, if we associate with Sadhus, and particularly that association means to hear, and hear Seva, yes, Tirtha Sevaya, and you need to serve those great souls. And when we serve them, we also actually get their blessings, and those blessings assist us on the path of devotional service. So this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice to us. Asat sangatya givajna vachar. Give up all asat, whatever relates to that which is unreal, material, temporary, unfavorable for spiritual life, bad association, whether it be places, things, persons, a Vaishnava chaya. This is Vaishnava chaya. Give those things up and just associate with sadhu sangha. And what will be the result? Then you will get Vasudeva Kataruchi. By associating with Vaishnavas with faith, by serving them, then we get ruchi. We get the taste of pure devotional service. And the taste for pure devotional service, the taste for hearing, is obviously what propels a person forward. Every activity is motivated by the taste that you derive from it, ruchi or rasa. So when we get real taste out of Krishna consciousness, then we become more and more enthusiastic for it. So how do we become enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness? Serve Vaishnavas. By serving Vaishnavas with faith and devotion, having faith in the extraordinary power of the service of great sadhus, then yes, one will become enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness, and that taste will drive him forward and forward. And anything that stands in the way of getting taste, don't buy it. Don't get into any kind of critical, lethargic, fault-finding mentality. As I was mentioning yesterday or the day before, our wealth, our opulence, as Bhagavatam starts off by saying, is Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, having great taste for Vasudeva Katha. That Vasudeva Katha is how we associate with Krishna, even in the transcendental realm, even in the spiritual realm. You cannot be always with Krishna in personal association, but by talking about him. Then tava katam ritatapta jivanam, and then one can remain alive even in Krishna's absence. So by talking about Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, it's so enchanting, it's so wonderful that Vasudeva Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna actually takes the form of Krishna Katha to hear that which has been spoken about him. And therefore, to cultivate our Krishna consciousness, we must cultivate our ability and desire to hear from and serve great Vaishnavas. Then we'll advance. That was the semi-substance of this morning's class. Hare Krishna.